CFW 90.9 FM, a radio station broadcast from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on Treaty 7 territory.
Well, good evening and welcome to folks that are here on CGSW 90.9 FM, www.cgsw.com, and yes, we are broadcasting from our studios up here at the University of Calgary in Calgary. My name is Bruce and I'm the host of Folk Setter, which is heard every Thursday evening from between 7 and 8:30, courtesy in part to the people at Blind Man Brewing. And well, we've got a packed show for you tonight, so we're just going to get on with the music. These are the Molochs and Flowers in the Spring.
Sits inside his room of indecision, waiting nervous for the moment to arrive. Who knows that all that's left is lonesome visions. The only way the spirit can survive. So his nightmares become part of his religion. All they feed him and they make him who he is. 'Cause he knows the world outside is just a prison. They wander but don't ponder what they miss. So he sits in his lavish room, waiting there for all to see. Looks around the ravished room, there's a letter.
I don't know. Perhaps they were inspired a bit by the early Beatles. That was the Molochs and Flowers in the Spring. Lots of songs about flowers tonight, and lots of songs about spring and resilience and things coming back to life. You know, just because, well, it's because it's Easter and the world is waking up, and plants are showing how resilient they are, and animals and everything. And so songs about that tonight. Some new releases too. A couple of birthdays, and well, you know, who knows how it's all going to come together. But not only is Sunday Easter, it is also the International Trans Day of Visibility. So with that in mind, and also because transgendered people often have to be extremely resilient and, you know, just to get by in this world, I figured we'd play a couple of artists who identify as transgendered. Starting things off, this is Laura Jane Grace and a song called Old Friend, subtitled Stay Alive. Laura Jane Grace.
Say goodbye while you still can. Fight against the hopelessness. Keep rising up till the pain is gone. Don't make any promises. Oh, friend, I'm losing my mind. Watching the days burn into years. Watching the years. I'm feeling just as hollowed out. I don't belong anywhere I go. Always the outsider. Oh, friend, I'm losing my mind. Watching the days burn into years. Watching the years.
Still and I came out another.
Spoon there with Northern Ontario Breakdown off of her album White Hearse Come Rolling. That was back when she was a Calgarian. I think she's moved on to the East Coast now, but from Northern Canada, from the Yukon, and then she came down here, or maybe she was down here and then went up there and then went east. Anyway, she's all over the place, so all over the map, both musically and physically, like just travels around and, I don't know, settles down, I guess, wherever she can find gigs. A wonderful piece there. And, yeah. All right, well, we're going to stick with some banjo playing now, some old-timey banjo playing mixed up with some fiddle. And this is because it was Henry Sapoznik's birthday yesterday. He's a multi-instrumentalist, plays at least the banjo and the auto harp, and I don't know what all else for instruments, but he plays many of them. And I guess you could say he started at the top, because it was about, 1972, so that's like 52 years ago, he appeared on his first recording with the great fiddler from County Clare, Ireland, Kevin Burke. Kevin went on to be in various bands. He played with Christy Moore and, well, many, many others. And, of course, I don't have that particular page in front of me because, all right. Well, he did play on Kevin Burke's album, 1972 album, Sweeney's Dream. And he was, as he says, a young gentleman there at age 19, and it was his first recording, and he started at the top. So from that album, we're going to hear a track on which Henry features on the banjo. Like, it's just banjo and fiddle, but the old-time banjo comes through and kind of supports the song, drives the song forward. It's two pieces, actually, The Bunch of Keys and The Girl That Broke My Heart. So this is Henry Sapoznik and Kevin Burke. Thank you.
72 Ford half ton, three kids in tow. We would drive the country, gravel roads, back to the city on the weekend for the dancing. 1.5 at the first junction, son, and 39 more to go. And my brother was 7 and I was only about 9 years old. And my sister around 14 when she decided to go back to the city, 'cause the small town was getting old. 10 now at the Valley Ridge and 29 more to go to those wild roses and spring crocuses. Open pastures to run our horses in. Big old prairie sky, the sun so bright. Sister, she didn't really leave us, not but for a day. 'Cause when the country gets in your blood, it don't easily fade away. Hey, good looking, we would sing that constantly. Oh, how's about a cooking up a little bit of something with me? And on a clear night, you have never seen so many stars. They tried but couldn't get any wider, so the light poured into my heart. And when I fumble, oh, that yard line won't let me stray. We're coming on 20 and my eyes are heavy. Must be halfway to those wild roses and spring crocuses. Open pastures to run our horses in. Sky, the sun so bright, nearly burned your eyes. Wish I had it sitting down on me. Wish I had it sitting down on me. I wish I had it sitting down. Behind us, paved horizons and memories take us strong.
Another song about flowers here. That was Rose Cousins and White Daisies. A little more of a introspective song about, you know, relationships gone bad, perhaps, or just not working out and how you have to bounce back from that. A couple more songs about old friends and missing them and what, you know, the story songs about what happens to them. By a couple of Canada's best songwriters, one a total recluse, or relative recluse, I should say, and then we'll follow that up with something by our national treasure, Stompin' Tom Connors. Stompin' Tom's song will be a bit more about nature and what we're doing to the earth, which may be a little bit appropriate because come April, it's Earth Month, so we'll be maybe focusing a bit on that sort of those types of songs, perhaps as one of the themes in April. Anyway, first up though, this is Bob Carpenter. He's he was from the West Coast, from Vancouver Island, that area, and passed away from cancer many years ago. I think before he was 50, so quite a young man. But as a songwriter, he was well regarded. People like Emmylou Harris and who else? Tom Rush, Billy Joe Shaver, Valdi, recorded his music. This is Bob Carpenter and Old Friends.
Friends are cold and warm like ocean, and they turn when there's a season, and they learn when there's a reason to be near. And I could hardly stand the weather if I thought that I would never have the comfort of my brothers through the year. And if you lose your money, well, honey, you know it's the least of what you have. So believe in me, you can take it or leave, but you'll never lose a friend. Never lose a friend. When you feel the fear arising and the spirit
and there's nobody there to care for you when you're down. Heaven knows it's just the weight of the load and the changes in the way of the road. So believe in what you need will come around. And if you lose your money, well, honey, you know it's the least of luck you had. So believe in me, you can take it or leave, but you never lose a friend. Never lose a friend.
Your letter just this morning, where you speak of yesterday, when the mill came to our valley and your old friends moved away, like the songbirds on your paper that were made. Songbird Mill, they're all gone from Songbird Valley, like the trees from Songbird Hill. And now you say you'd like to see me where your home sits in the breeze, amidst the smell of devastation. We'll renew old memories, like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the Songbird Mill. They're all gone from Songbird Valley, like the trees from Songbird Hill. Precious trees, like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the songbird mill. They're all gone from Songbird Valley, like the trees from Songbird Hill, like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the Songbird Mill. They're all gone from Songbird Valley, like the trees from Songbird Hill, and they won't come back to Songbird Valley. Yeah, just like me, old friend, they never will.
Well, another song there about old friends. That was written by Tom Connors and Stompin' Tom Connors, performed by J.P. Cormier and Dave Gunning. That song there really, well, of course, an environmental song about how birds and such should be considered our friends, and as we destroy the world, we destroy them. They leave us to our own devices, and that's probably not a good thing. Okay, well, this is a song about resilience, probably one of the better known ones in the Canadian singer-songwriter / folk maritime tradition. This is Stan Rogers. And a song about never giving up and, always doing what you have to survive and to keep going, and don't let the powers that be, I could use another word, don't let them get you down. Stan Rogers and the Mary Ellen Carter.
Went down last October in a pouring driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog action porthole down, put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men.
All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Well, I think that's a song that you know, typifies the spirit of the season of a spring of rebirth, of rising up again, and you know, whether it be not letting winter get you down, you know, the snow out there or whatever, life is about to start anew, and we've got much to look forward to in the upcoming year or upcoming summer and years. All right, well, let's get on to some new music. This is a really wonderful album. We got it into the station last week, and well, I don't know how many other people have played it, but I absolutely love it. This is Hooray for the Riffraff off of the album The Past is Still Alive. I guess you could call it, I think this might be the title track, because Snake Plant / The Past is Still Alive, or brackets The Past is Still Alive, but whether it is or not, it's just a wonderful piece of music, as all of her songs are, at least the ones I've managed to hear. Hooray for the Riffraff and Snake Plant here on CJSW 90.9 FM.
To the tree when the hurricane comes. I know your face, I know your smell. I know that you are living in hell. While I wait for a train, under the bridge when it starts to rain, I never got to ride the sunset route, but I drink enough 100 proof. Campfire on the super fun side, garbage island in the moonlight. Play my song for the barrel of freaks, and we go shopping.
cigarettes, and when it's time to eat it, they don't even really know my name. I'm so happy that we escaped from where we came.
Tattoo with a needle and thread. Most of our friends are dead. So tested drugs, remember Narcan. There's a war on the people, what don't you understand? There's fentanyl and everything. Don't become an angel with a broken wing. Oh, we need you back down here on earth. And nothing is as painful as birth. Well, time flies when you're getting old, but I was born with a baby boy's soul. Maybe someday I'll see you again in a field of war, a kingdom of sand. And maybe we could smile again. Oh, maybe we could dance again. I'd kiss your lips, I'd hold your hands. Oh, maybe we could dance again. Well, I was young when I left home. I never stopped running, used to think I was alone. Nothing will stop me now. Nothing will stop me now. Sometime, oh.
Ice cold southern blues. You know what else would be really good? Ice cold. That would be Blind Man Brewing's Dwarf Sour Cherry Saison. It's back in select stores across the province. So, an award-winning, wonderfully tasteful beer. National gold medals, several of them, and it often sells out really, really quick. So check out Blind Man Brewing's web pages for more information on that, and also for places where you can get, where you can sample their wares around town. Places like the Iron Man or the Ironwood Stage and Grill in Inglewood, Mikey's, and also the Ship and Anchor. And those are just a few of the places that are having some events this weekend. Not too many because it's Easter, so I think a lot of people are going to be closed on Sunday, or maybe not have artists booked. But on Friday, well, at the Ironwood, Peter and the Wolves will be there. So that's happening on Friday. I believe there's something going on, too, at Gravity Cafe, but couldn't find out much about the band. So, you know, there you go. Ship and Anchor, it's BAM Camp, B-A-M. I believe that's a bunch of young musicians getting out to test or showcase their skills. So anyway, that's something happening Saturday afternoon at the Ironwood, 2 to 6 as per usual. At Mikey's, there's the Blues Jam in the afternoon, and then the Calgary Latin Orchestra takes the stage later that night. Out towards Bowness, Montgomery area, Angels Cafe is having the Barge In. I think they're a family band, a three-piece band, father and his partner and their daughter. It's described as classic rock, country, and folk. So, you know, you might want to check that out Saturday evening at Angels Cafe. Good little place, right on the river. If it's not too cold, it'll be wonderful. On Sunday, well, I don't think you can actually get to see this one, but it is International Trans Day of Visibility as well as Easter Sunday. And the people at the Unitarian Church up on Center Street, I think it is, they're having a church service in the morning celebrating or both those events. It's called Drag Me to Church. It's been getting a lot of press, but I think it's, you know, no more space available. So you could always go down there and, you know, stand outside and watch the protesters across the street and show yourself to be an ally. That's happening. That you could do that Sunday afternoon at Mikey's. Tom Phillips will be there. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on this weekend, or some of what's going on this weekend. Something interesting this week: Mavis Staples went back into the studio. I guess she's recording a new album or laying down the bed tracks for it. So something to look forward to in the distant future, or maybe not too distant future. But right now we have some Mavis Staples so you don't have to wait that long. This is Woke Up This Morning with Jesus on My Mind from One True Vine.
Track. it, Lassie? Music's in trouble, Lassie? Well, then we better head on over to CJSW, broadcasting at 90.9 FM in Calgary, Alberta, on Treaty 7 land. They'll know what to do.
Well, indeed, music may be in trouble, but not here. You're tuned to Folk Center here on CJSW 90.9 FM, and we're going to kick off the final half hour with local Wunderkind, great band, Magnolia Buckskin, and Mind How You Go. Good advice.
It's like I'm running round the track, trying to get away. And though I keep coming back, I never really wanna stay. And when I'm tired and at my end from going round the bend, well, it's hard to believe that I'm really on the mend. So mind how you go. And I know it by your touch, that you're a lover and a fighter, you won't take too much. And at the end of the race, no one's gonna clap. 'Cause when you break through the tape, there's always one more. Don't mind how you go. Mind how you go. If you really can stay, mind how you go. Gonna build a fire. No backing down. Well, I'm standing here in nothing but a rusty crown. So mind how you go. I'm standing here.
planting cabbage, digging up the front lawn, South Gerrard Street in West of the Dawn, absorbed by the city along the Don River Trail, Winchester Street to the village of Dawnvale. A working class neighborhood before the Great War, there's nobody left to be working for. George Fox ran the tavern till they tore it down. That was the day I left Cabbage Town. Invisible city towers in the block, not even the cops come around after dark. So long, old friend, I will see you around. That was the day I left Cabbage Town. La-la-la-la-la. On Berkeley, then one block east. The Parliament's no longer on Parliament Street. I gave up the drink, don't miss it in the least. I've got no family left back in the east. The roots can be murky, look at how far we've come. Only good as you were, don't forget where you're from. And I'll be here till they burn it down. That was the day I left Cabbage Town. Invisible city towers in the park, not even the cops come around after dark. So long, old friend, I will see you around. That was the day.
La 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 Women have always known that we can be both smart and beautiful, even though it is taking society a while to catch up with us. Sinead Bovell is proving this fact and reminding us why it's so important to embrace our whole selves and define success on our own terms. She is the model who talks tech. Bovell began her career in finance and business, believing that it would lead to her dream job as a consultant. But when she got the job, she soon realized that she'd been following someone else's idea of success. She left everything behind to become a model, because as she says, she had a feeling it would lead her into becoming the person she wanted to be, even though she didn't know yet who that was. She now uses her modeling platform and her background in finance and business to raise awareness around the future of technology. Bovell founded Way, the weekly advice for young entrepreneurs, in 2018. She has talked about topics ranging from how artificial intelligence will eventually take over her modeling job to what it's like to be a mixed-race model with natural hair. This is Bovell's advice about owning who you are and carving your own unique life path.
We think we're confined to one lane, to one identity, but we're not. It's the integration of all of your multiple passions, your life experiences, and professional experiences that support you in creating something that doesn't exist and something that you are truly passionate about.
Bovell says that she tries to live in the world as loudly as possible, and she's inspiring other women to do the same. If you would like to learn more about Sinead or join the conversation about the future of technology, you can find her at SineadBovell.com or on Instagram at SineadBovell. Tune in throughout the month of March to hear more stories of strong women as CJSW celebrates Women's Month.
So some music there from the Jewish diaspora. That's the group Black Ox Orchestra. They formed originally in 2000 and were around for about 6 years, at which point they released their first album called Nisht Azoy. That was a piece off of that album, a violin duet, Jessica Moss being one of the violinists, a founding member of the band, along with Thierry Amar, Scott Gilmore, and Gabriel Levine. They, if you were around Montreal in the early part of the century, you would, in the late 1990s, you might have seen them around. They were collectively, they were members of Godspeed You Black Emperor and the Silver Mount Zion, and then another band I haven't heard of called Sackville, but there you go. They mixed folk music and traditional Jewish music, electroic, indie rock and experimental jazz, and, you know, a whole bunch of Eastern European and Middle Eastern influences anyway. They split up in 2006, reformed in 2022, I think, and released an album there. I don't have anything from that one for you, but if you want to find out what was played tonight, you can always go to cgsw.com after the show, like after 8:30, and everything will be published so you can check it out and listen again if you happen to be doing some other things. That kind of brings me towards the end of the show. We've got about 10 minutes left and just a few things to do. Couple more songs for you. The first one that you're going to hear is similar to what we just heard from Black Ox Orchestra, as in that combines a whole bunch of influences, of those types of influences that I already mentioned, Balkan music, Romani, East European stuff, and Jewish music and jazz and experimental and so on. This case is performed by Briga, also from an album that came out in 2000 and, okay, well, not quite 2006, but 2007, so around the same time as what you just heard. And, well, she had a birthday yesterday. She was a, well, she, yeah, she is a Montreal native now, but what started off here in Calgary playing in a band called the Rembetica Hipsters and, you know, did some wonderful stuff with them and then decided to move over to Montreal to pursue her music. And so anyway, it was her birthday yesterday, so we'll listen to something from Briga. And then to take us out, the Afro-Caribbean Jazz Collective. That's it for Folk Setter for this week. Thanks you to everybody for listening. Thank you to Blind Man Brewing for supporting the station. And we'll see you next week. I have a special guest phoning in, and we'll talk about his brand new album. So anyway, that's happening and some other stuff too. This is Briga. See you next week.